Hey, Donna fans, you're tuned in to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for Ray Donovan, Season 4, Episode 12, Raddus Raddus. Join us as we break down the episode and give you our thoughts and predictions. Let's go!
You're tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
I just don't understand it. Oh, this is a remix.
We'll take it whatever version it is. Let's go, everybody. Welcome on in to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for Ray Donovan, the season finale of Season 4. I am your lead host, Frank Majorana. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Let's Go Frank M. I'm joined by the full panel to close out the season. It's McCall Hall.
What's going on, everybody? It's Too Good, and it's your girl, So McCall Hall. Find me on social media when sports and pop culture collide.
And sporting the bun tonight, it's Olivia Gabaret.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the season finale.
Yeah, wow, what an episode we had. Oh, sorry, where can we find the social media?
You're interrupting my... You guys can find me at the real underscore O underscore G.
And you know that they need to hear that, because we know that there are some thirsty folks on social media for OG.
Any single men out there, she's taking private messages. Give it your best pickup line.
Slide in the DM.
Yeah, so anyway.
And don't play. People slide in your DM too. I watch you guys' phones all the time.
It happens. But we're happy to bear that burden. Anyway, let's get into the episode, guys. We had a exciting season finale here. But we like to start off our show with our social media shout-outs. These are our listener comments, commenting directly on our YouTube or online using the hashtag ABTVRayDonovan. Olivia, every week I task you with the YouTube comments. So what did you see out there that was constructive this week?
So we have quite a few, but I think I'll just pick out the best, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay. From Give Me Shelter, she says, "Great predictions, gang. Thank you. I agree, too. Maybe Abby and the kids go away so Ray can come back as Bruce Willis in Die Hard or Liam Neeson in Taken." That's funny. So Dontavious Jackson gave us another prediction as well. He said, "Abby will die at the hands of Dimitri, by the way. It wasn't clear in my previous comment. The cancer plot was only used to wrap her storyline up nicely with Ray."
Okay.
Also an interesting prediction. And TDCR gave us quite a few. He said, "Ray should have killed the Russian woman like Abby said. Hector's storyline has to end this season, so I think he'll definitely go to jail. And I'm surprised that Avi was still alive." Well, thank you for the feedback.
Wow, yeah, great predictions out there, guys. Mm-hmm. We had some wild predictions at the end of last week, and none of them came to pass in this episode.
I know.
What'd you think about this episode? Just your first thought that comes to mind, McCall.
I just kept waiting on the other shoe to drop. Like, I just kept waiting for that big, shocking moment that was going to make me cover my eyes and my mouth and scream. It didn't really happen.
Yeah. Olivia?
I know. I just felt like it was a little too perfect. It was, like, wrapped in a bow at the end. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Last year's season finale, when Ray is shot and he's in the confessional, was just sort of this clinic in acting by Liev Schreiber. And you're right. It's like... you know, Ray just decides, all right, I'm going to kill them all. And that's just the solution. And my question is, going into next season, can you ever truly eliminate everybody? Can you completely take out a Russian mob? Or is there somebody who's above Dimitri now who's going to come back next season? It just felt all too easy. I mean, Daryl and, you know, and Avi roll up to the car and there's only two guys there. And then when Dimitri walks out, you know, they quickly, you know, kidnap him. Dimitri wasn't very smart this episode, and I had taken him as a smart character before.
I was just shocked that he didn't have more of an entourage.
Yeah.
Well, somebody with that kind of money, they typically have a lot of people with them. So that takedown shocked me, because I thought he would have more people with him, you know?
Yeah, I think the flip side of that, just being the devil's advocate, I would say that because so far they had a good relationship and they had a business arrangement and it was all supposed to go according to plan, maybe Dimitri relaxed a little bit and that ended up costing his life.
Mm-hmm.
Feel differently, Olivia?
No, I think he was definitely slacking on this episode.
Yeah.
I think he was just not careful enough and he had it coming for him. And obviously Ray always has something up his sleeve. So it was predictable.
Yeah, and the other side of this, too, is that I didn't quite feel the relief with Dimitri being killed. He's clearly a bad guy. He killed Sonya, who, you know, even at the very end, I felt for, even though she gave up Ray. Mm-hmm. Ray quickly forgave her, and I think we as an audience did, too. She just seems to be at the end, and in that moment when she turns back to Ray, when Dimitri says, "See Mr. Donovan out," you could just see it on her face. She knows what's coming.
She knew. I saw a little lip quiver with her when he was walking out.
Yeah, and her eyes were just telling the whole story there. And just a very powerful moment from Embeth Davids, just saying, you know, this is it. Mm-hmm. Like, I've got nowhere else to go. And she can't run. I mean, there's nowhere else for her to flee to. Yeah. So that sort of moment stood out for me in this episode, is really having a good emotional weight to it. We get to see the cop. We got to see Cop and Terry. You know, she finally gets into her her dress that, you know, he asked her to dress up in. That felt really good for Terry in this episode. What did you guys think?
There was such a moment when Terry told Ray that he would squirt something in Hector's eyes. Like, he was upset that, you know, knowing that this fight could be thrown and his whole legacy could be tarnished. But then he had a moment where he remembered the importance of his family.
Yeah.
And it's like, Terry always has to be selfless.
Yeah.
Always. I was proud of him, but at the same time, I was like, damn. Yeah, he never gets to just, you know, be in his feelings.
Yeah. Even with his knowledge now that Hector killed his sister, he's still overcome with emotion and positivity about his family, his dirty freaking family that, you know, he calls his brother to clean up a murder situation. You know, it's just a lot of different things going on, you know, at the same time here at that after party. But I was especially frustrated that there's no repercussions coming for Hector. You know, he gets away with it. He doesn't have anything else that's coming his way because, you know, Ray cleaned it up. He got to win the fight, and he's, you know, he's not confessing to the murder, which is what Ray thought he was going to do. And that's that. And Hector motors off into the distance, and that's all that we heard from him.
Well, he wasn't aware that they had this whole entire plan set up. Like, do you think that in his head he still thought that they were depending on him to throw the fight?
No. When Ray walked up and said, win it.
Oh. You know, he did?
Remember, he told him it was okay to win the fight.
Oh. Where was I when that happened?
Good question.
Don't hate on me, everybody. I just must have went to the bathroom or something.
Yep.
They love to light us up.
Olivia. See, that's what I was thinking of the whole time, because I was like, oh, he really is going to go through this and, you know, go above Ray and just do what he wanted to do anyway, but...
Uh-uh. No, Ray gives him the okay, and there was a part of me that was like, why are you doing that? Just let Hector take the fall and then have all this be done. But what clued me into the fact that Ray was not going to go along with it was when Dimitri is sitting next to him ringside and he says, you know, hope you feel like celebrating after we're going to go to Malibu for seafood.
Oh, yeah. I was like, dead.
Yeah, exactly.
That's your invitation.
I was like, Ray can't go to Malibu. Like, he ain't going to leave Malibu. He's not going to leave Malibu alive.
No, exactly right. And so from that point on, then I was like, okay, good. I'm glad he had something else planned and that he's going to kill them all. You would think $60 million would make somebody happy enough to leave you and your family alone. But it's a loose ends kind of thing, I think.
I just wish... I wish they would have robbed Dimitri, got the tickets back, Hector still taking the fall, then killed Dimitri anyway.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to do.
The ultimate ending.
That would have been the ultimate, because then they would have been rich.
Yeah. We were predicting a lot of ultimate endings last week.
I know.
And the way it turned out, you know, Dimitri was killed by Avi. Good for Avi. I'm glad that he got it back out and got his revenge. That was great to see him do that. And then... the way that the team worked it out, the Donovan clan worked it out, is it looks like a drug deal gone bad, right? That's why they went to the art gallery and ripped all the paintings off, and in fact, you could see all the drugs, you know, ripped out and passed onto the floor. So it seems like a really smart way to have gotten away with everything.
Yeah, you know, for once, Mickey's little schemish ways worked out in their favor. Because, you know, he's looking to just kind of make a quick buck, and then he comes across this whole entire, you know, thing that saves the day and saves his family.
And totally by accident, by the way.
Yes,
now, obviously. Now, you guys tell me this. When Mickey went to sell that piece of artwork and the guy discovered all these drugs, now, all those drugs were worth way more than 60 grand.
No kidding.
You right. know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought in that very moment that that man was going to kill Mickey.
Oh, what? Wow. Well, I was kind of thinking it too, because I was like,
the cut scene right away, and I said, he's a goner.
Ooh.
Well, even so, if you think, I was thinking right from the beginning, Mickey's going into this warehouse with a very expensive painting by himself. You don't know who this man has hidden in the crevices of the building, you know, right? It could have been over for him.
That's yeah. what I'm saying. Like, I really thought Mickey was going to be a goner.
He's always put himself in dangerous situations and yet always seems to be able to get out.
But because he doesn't care. Yeah. Like, he's in these dangerous situations and he doesn't even realize. He's just like, what's under there? Like, you know what I mean? He didn't care.
No, he did. And, but he realized there was something really valuable there.
Mm-hmm.
And the art dealer totally played it wrong. He should have just put it back down, flipped it over, looked at, you know, the front
what
again,
and been
like, all right, I'll go to 25, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Instead, he immediately racked it and went,
I'll give you 50.
I'll give you 50.
And I was like, you will.
Oh, okay. Great.
Obviously, he's not a good poker player.
No, yeah. not a poker player there. That deal did not go down in Vegas. So let's talk about Abby. Because, you know, all season long I had been railing against this stage zero diagnosis, and it turns out she's all better.
Yeah.
You knew it the whole time.
Yep.
You knew it. I'm happy. I'm very happy that, you know, she's not going to have to deal with this illness. But I was a little... Okay. The scene where Ray is, you know, dreaming about Abby's funeral, that kind of freaked me out with... The hand on the crotch.
That was so weird. What do you think the meaning to that was?
Well, it was the dream sequence to start the episode, and I think it's just, you know, what could possibly play out? And you know, dreams aren't supposed to make total sense, but I think with Abby's health diagnosis and Sonia and him having had sex during that episode and them all being in the church. I mean, Father Romero was talking about some app.
Yeah.
I know. I thought he was talking about, like, Waze or something. I was like, is this an advertisement?
Yeah. So.
That's so weird.
It was really weird. It was really weird. I'm just happy that Abby's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think if you're going to invest so many episodes and so much of your season into her having this disease, I think kind of what you said earlier, Olivia, resonates with me. It's just too cute. Like, oh, all of a sudden it's gone. Fresh new start. Oh, great.
Yeah.
I thought that was super weird because... typically, everything that happens in the show, you like, really has a purpose, you know? And yeah. I thought this cancer storyline was going to come into, like, play a larger factor in the whole, in the entire story. But now it's just disappearing. It's, I don't know.
Yeah, it's
but
like,
I mean,
here's what we'll give you to do for a season.
Yeah, just to keep us busy a little.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to trickle into next season.
Yeah,
it's going to magically come back.
Okay. Well, let's hope it's stage two next time. So
oh my God,
Frank. Unbelievable. We need a damn lump.
look, before we move into the next topic, I want to remind everybody, please subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube. We'll be back next season, but your subscription would be good next year, so you would get our updates straight at the start. And also, there is now the AfterBuzz TV Android app, which you can download from the Google Play Store, so be sure to download that to check on all your favorite after shows for your TV shows. We cover everything here. And, you know, I want you guys to think back about this whole season. And what, if I say, okay, Ray Donovan season four, what moment, what scene stands out to you the most? What are you going to remember going into next year as something that really, really struck you? I'll give you mine just while you guys are thinking of that. I thought, for me, the defining moment of the season was when Sylvie gets shot, when... you know, Mickey and Bunchy are at Little Bill Prim's house and trying to rob the safe. I think for me, that moment when she gets shot and you can turn around and just see Mickey's whole plan and his world destroyed really propelled the show forward toward the end of the season. And I thought, for me, Mickey's character was the most interesting to watch this season because he turned toward a little bit caring a lot more about his family. and the schemes and the plans that he executed, going to Vegas to, you know, place bets for Ray and willing to take to turn himself in for the Manassian murder, you know, down at the police station. I thought his character really grew this season, and I really enjoyed watching that. What's your take on that, on this season four, McCall?
Well, piggybacking off of yours, the theme of family, right?
Yeah.
Remember when Ray was really drunk and then his daughter was playing the guitar and singing?
You stole my moment!
I'm sorry. We're women, we think the same. But you know, when a man gets emotional,
yeah,
that just, I mean, first of all, Ray has been drinking a lot this season. Honey, right. He's going to end up in AA next year. But that moment for me, it's like when a man is just brought to that quivering in his voice, and like on the brink of tears, and then you got his dad, you know, being emotional. That's what told me they're going to go out together no matter what. They're going to stick together.
Okay.
Oh. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Well, since I need to find a new moment, my second moment will probably be when Connor and Ray were dancing together.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, was that this season?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was this season.
When they were playing
when Ray was also another time when he was a little tipsy and he came home and they were dancing in the kitchen together. I feel like that was a very large family moment as well.
Yeah, I like that scene, too. I'll give you another one that I really liked, and even though I didn't quite buy into the whole Abby cancer story, I thought the scene in the grocery store between Ray and Abby was fantastic.
That's
and,
also a good one.
You know, one of my favorite developments of this season has been that Ray is allowing people to know the details of his business.
Mm-hmm.
And chief among them being Abby and telling her the details of what's going on and not hiding anything from her. Having the conversation with Sonya right in front of her. And you know, in this episode, he's telling her exactly what's going on with the Russians and the fight. I really enjoyed that development, and, you know, I'd like to see them become more partners in crime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And at the end of the episode, I was reminding of this as you were watching it, and I watched it last night, you know, there's a real spark between them now. I mean, they make out right on the sidewalk right there,
might be
and
another
then
Donovan.
They go in, and
oh my goodness.
I think it's a little too late for that. But yeah, I mean, there's sort of been a rekindling of passion, despite the fact that Ray hooked up with Sonya this season.
Right.
So I enjoyed that one a lot.
And it's not even just him including Abby now. It's, you know, that moment when he had his whole entire family in the room and he was like, this is what's going on. This is what we're going to do. I think that was a very large breakthrough as well, because for once he's including everybody in the plan. Mm-hmm. He's letting everybody know, you know, the situation that he's in and what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really different dynamic than it had been in the past.
Yeah. And he let them know, like, I'm depending on you. Like, mm-hmm. I need you.
Yeah. And I like that. You know, he gets everybody in the room together and puts it to him straight. He says, you can walk out of here if you don't want to be a part of it, and I wouldn't blame you. And everybody stays. And it's just, you know, family, like you were saying, McCall, is the dominant theme of this show. You know, to be a Donovan is great, as Terry said. So, you know, they all stick together. And I think that's what's admirable about the show and why we keep coming back to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Though it seemed at the beginning of the episode that Frank Barnes with the FBI really had Ray by the balls. I thought Ray was in big trouble. He was going to have to wear that shirt with the camera sewn into that. I thought that was kind of cool, actually, that they could get a little camera in the shirt.
That's a theme. On another show, they have a little button camera. On Power last night, they had a button on the shirt that was a wiretap and all that.
Oh, really?
Ooh. It's getting intense, the way they can track you. I don't trust you right now. You got on three buttons.
I already have it.
Well, because in every other show, it's just like, rip off your shirt. Let me see if you're wearing
a wire.
Let me
see the wire.
But now you rip it off and...
Yep, there's nothing
there.
You
probably got a wire in that button.
Yeah, you never know. On point with the sound effects.
Yeah, we're killing it right now. But but here's the thing, though. I don't see how Ray's business gets, you know, is able to move forward now, because even though Frank said, you know, I'll leave you alone if I get Dmitry Sokolov, you know, his entire business has been raided. All his files were taken. I mean, they know, you know, the FBI knows everything now. So mm-hmm. Barnes is always going to have this over Ray's head
mm-hmm.
going forward. So, you know, what do you guys think about how Ray can build his business back up, or what the future holds for him?
What's the guy, the Hollywood dude, the one that got caught up in child porn?
Oh, the agent?
Yeah. Oh, the producer. I know who you're talking about. Yeah, you know, I can't remember his name right now.
Something's going to happen with him again. It's Hollywood.
Yeah.
He'll get caught up in a scandal.
Well, but is Ray not going into witness protection?
No.
He doesn't have to now.
No.
Well, you see, no. That's too easy. I think... What, I'll save it for predictions, but...
No, go ahead.
Nothing.
I want to hear it.
Speak your mind.
How are you going to attack the Russian mob and then go back to your home and just live your life like nothing even happened?
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking the same thing. I just don't understand. I mean, yes, they killed a lot of that group.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to get back. Hell, it'll get back to Russia. I mean, somebody knows about these guys. Somebody feels accountable for them. They're going to come after Ray.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I agree with you that I don't think the Russians are done with Ray just yet. And like I said, they keep springing up. There will be more people to come hunting him down, and they're just not quite safe yet. Mm-hmm. And it's, I don't know, I think there's just this moment at this after party with, you know, Hector's win that just seems like, you know, 24 hours of a good time, and then they're going to be right back in the same position next season.
I'm telling you, this finale was like, okay, I guarantee you the premiere is going to blow your socks off.
And it may very well do so. Because it's a great show, and, you know, we had some great guest stars this season. Lisa Bonet played the most hated character of yours, Marisol.
She got on my damn
no longer with us. Connor gave us good reasons to hate him. And what?
Where was Connor during the party?
Who
Did
cares?
You see Connor?
He was dancing.
He was?
He was dancing with because I was laughing at Damon's dance moves because he was like dabbing and stuff to old school music, and then Connor is dancing right next to him like a fool. I was like, oh, these two.
Yeah.
I didn't see him towards the end. I guess I missed that.
Yeah. Well, I hope between this season and next season, Connor like plays with a gun and shoots himself or something accidentally, and then we never see him again.
Oh my god.
Damn, homie.
Your face set those effects so easy. That's hilarious. Unfortunate.
That's a dig.
I have no problem saying that whatsoever.
Connor, kill yourself.
That's horrible. It's so horrible.
You too tonight. I know.
I know. It's so bad. So, okay, give me your least favorite thing about this season. Obviously, mine is Connor, and I've talked about that, you know, for various reasons. You know, what can you do without going into next season? What didn't quite catch your fancy? And, you know, what would you have trimmed from this season?
I don't know if I would have trimmed it, but I'm just trying to figure out why Daryl's issues never get resolved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets mad and then he has to suck it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they never like dig into creating a remedy for Daryl's emotions.
Yeah.
That's my only thing.
I agree with you. And, you know, we got to stick up for our boy here. Pooch Hall is, you know, friend of the podcast. And
they just let his ass cry and then, but, like, you know, 2 hours later, he'll be over it.
But you're right. We thought that there was more meaning in that scene that they had last week, and it just didn't come to pass. Daryl's just back on the team. But that's where he wants to be, though, right? I mean, he wants to be a part of the Donovans and be, you know, truly part of the crew. And I think, honestly, when he's sitting in that room with the Donovans and Ray's asking him all to do something, I think that's his dream come true.
Yeah, but you see, it's always he gets it, but not really. So he gets to participate in the whole entire plan. But when it comes to killing Dimitri, he's like, you can't watch. And it's like, what do you mean?
Well, I think that was Avi protecting.
It was protecting him, but you know, he wanted to be in there like swimwear. He wanted to have the whole entire experience, and he still couldn't, you know, wrap it all up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to just ask you guys something real quick. When Poop or when Daryl turned and Avi was getting ready to shoot Dimitri, part of me thought that the other door was gonna open. The way they had the camera set up, I thought Dimitri was going to punch Avi, take the gun, and shoot him.
Oh, my
And then you
goodness.
See Dimitri. I kept saying, there's no way Dimitri's going to shoot him. There's no way Avi's going to shoot Dimitri. Yeah. I thought he was going to turn around and beat him up and shoot him.
Yeah.
just the way they had the camera set up on the car, because you knew, like, if that door doesn't open, it's kind of like on this episode of Four Weddings. You know, if the husband gets out of the limo, then the wife wins, right? I'm thinking, like, oh, that door is not going to open.
Oh, no.
I kept thinking that. Sorry.
No, that's great. I didn't think of that, but I'm sure it was staged that way for that reason.
It was staged, like, if that door doesn't open, the Donovans are fucked.
Yeah, and, you know...
Oh, excuse my...
they're screwed. We're going to have to we'll go back and bleep that. No, I'm kidding. You would have had... you would have had, serious trouble for the Donovans. And I'd like that you saw that, because obviously it was a way that the shot was directed to leave that little bit of suspense for us as viewers to catch that. And I quite hadn't seen that. So that's a really good catch on your part. I like that a lot. You know, I'd love to see, can't wait to see John Voight next season and see what's in store for him, and Liev Schreiber with new things to do. I hope we get to see more of Hank Azaria as Ed Cochran, who's, you know, just love to hate him. And he won an Emmy for his role on Ray Donovan, but he did not win. We did not have any other Emmy wins yesterday for Ray Donovan. Aww. But we still really love the show a lot. So, look, with all that said, it's the last episode, the last segment, so it's time to get into our Season 5 predictions for what's to come next year.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Ray Donovan's normally a summer show, so we can expect it back in the summer of 2017. Olivia, I know you're holding out on a prediction. What is it now?
Wait, what? No, I already said what I was going to say. Yeah. I don't really, I mean, I am predicting that the whole entire Russian storyline is going to come back to bite them.
Okay.
However, it's not that I would change this season, but I do hope the next season gets into something past the Russians. I enjoyed, like, the whole Hollywood, like, dynamic of it, and I thought, I don't know, I enjoyed it. And the mob stuff, don't get me wrong, it was like, it was suspenseful and it had me wanting more all the time, but I think that I'm kind of over it and I want to move towards something new.
Okay, McCall?
Yeah, I could see that, because we live in LA, so we want to see something we can kind of relate to.
Yeah.
Like a scandal that we have seen in our own lives with our own eyes. Like, I don't know any mobsters.
Yeah.
And predictions, you know, this episode left me without predictions.
Wow. Okay, I'll give you one, and I'm sure you guys will react to it. I think we have seen the end of Bridget on this show.
Oh, yeah, she's off to NYU.
She's off to NYU.
Oh, yeah, that's a good prediction.
And boarded the plane, and I think that's it for Karis Dorsey. I think she did a great job on this show, and, you know, has been in a ton of movies, and I think her career is about to take off in a big way, and, you know, if it hasn't already, of course. So I think we've seen the end of Bridget, and maybe Connor too. Maybe Connor's off to school, off to some boarding school next season, and the kids are not going to be as much of a story going forward. And good for Bridget for getting into NYU, and, you know, whatever that teacher storyline was last year. Glad that's all gone. It seems like the girl's in a good place going forward. So
and like Abby said, you know, she goes, I'm gonna try to do my Boston accent.
Let's hear it.
Ray, we get a fresh start.
No, it would be like start. Stop. We get a fresh
say
start.
Say like Abby. Ray, we get a fresh start. You know, like the empty nesters now. Like I could see that. Like, you know, her health is good. The kids are away. You know, let's find somebody else to shoot. With a fresh start.
I love it. I love it. So good.
It was good, McCall.
Come on. She's from Boston.
Medford. She's not from Boston.
You guys.
Yeah.
You know.
You guys.
You guys crack me up.
We want to thank all the guests who came in all season long. Dominique Columbus and Pooch Hall for coming in and stopping by for our show. I think, let's talk quickly about Damon. I think Damon is going to be a bigger part next season. That's I think Dominique, Terry gives him a key and says, this is going to be, you know, a place where you can live, and has kind of a nice moment with Terry where he goes, you know, no one's ever done this for me before. Yeah. I like that a lot.
I liked it too. Yeah, shout out to Dominic Columbus, you know, getting those checks. He can buy the fancy new car now, because I think he'll be around for a while.
Yeah, I think he'll be back for season five for sure. Yeah. What do you think of Damon this
episode? Yeah, I mean, I think they set it up nicely for next season. He gave Terry a hug. You know, he appreciated it all. And Terry said, you know, if he wins this fight, that you're up next. I'm training you next. So he won the fight.
Yeah, he won the fight, and it seems like Damon is next, his new project. And so we're wishing him the best, and hopefully he'll come back in next season.
What about the cop? Does Terry and the cop, do they get married?
Well, Terry said he was house shopping.
That's what I'm saying.
So now he's got a house, he's got a girl.
I wonder how old the cop is. Like, think about it. Like, the cop is what, maybe 40?
You think she's 40? She looks a bit aged.
I think she looks amazing.
No, she looks like, I mean, she doesn't look like she's 20. I didn't mean to, like, insult someone, but she's definitely, like, 40 or something.
She's not as fly as OG now.
Obviously.
She's not 22.
But my point was, is she of childbearing years? Because there could be another Donovan.
Oh, okay.
Through the womb.
I think those two are a little too old.
Yeah, I think it was the whole new Donovan baby's kind of covered by Bunchy and Teresa with little Maria. I think that Maria Donovan
maybe
is
kind when of... they come back, Maria will be able to, like, walk and talk.
Yeah.
Mind blown.
She's not a baby anymore. No, she'll be a real character.
Oh my goodness. That's an amazing prediction. Wow.
I hope within a year she's walking.
Yeah, but I mean, like, she has a real character instead of just laying in the damn crib the whole episode. Rude.
Wait, you don't know my favorite line of this season? Remember when Abby took Bunchy to the sex shop to get him a dildo?
Oh yeah, I remember.
And she
that.
Was like, "It's just like real life, only bigger." Sorry, that line.
The funny. Shot where she's just staring at the fake boobs. after she was, you know, diagnosed with cancer, that made me laugh too. So.
Way to twist it into the negative.
She was staring at it. I thought
McCall's
it was funny, though.
McCall's laughing at dildos, and you're just like,
no, we're laughing
boobs.
At your prediction.
Whatever.
All right.
Haters.
We had a lot of fun this season, guys. You guys were awesome. Thank you for being here and listening each and every week. This has been the AfterBuzz TV After Show for Ray Donovan Season 4. We are closing it out. We'll see you next season. Until then, we have been Olivia Gabaret.
Goodbye, everybody. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter.
And direct messenger.
_ G.
You guys, it's been an absolute pleasure. You can stalk me during the off season at So McCall Hall when sports and pop culture collide.
I am Frank Myron, your lead host. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Let's Go Frank M. I will be hosting the Billions After Show in February of 2017. So be sure to listen into that. Until then, thank you so much for listening, everybody. Take care out there. Be blessed. We'll see you back next year.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.